Welcome back to another HIMSS Highlights. I'm here at HIMSS 13 in New Orleans. I'm talking to the RECs today, and we have Kentucky here. We have Rob Edwards and Carol Steltenkamp, correct?
Correct.
How's the show been going for you?
Oh, it's great, Roberta. It's always it's almost re-energizing, although it wears you out while you're here.
It's a lot of walking.
It is.
So we've been asking all the RECs what their achievements have been. You know, we've had this program going on now, and we want to know what's going on in Kentucky.
Well, thanks for having us stop by today, but I would say to you, we're doing a lot of exciting things in Kentucky, but there's one that I'm particularly proud of, and that's that we at the Kentucky Regional Extension Center have had the opportunity to really bring together the multitude of programs that have come out of the federal government to help folks adopt health IT and see its positive use in their lives, their practicing lives. Specifically, we worked with a subgrant of the Centers for Disease Control coming out of the CDC, and our regional extension center worked with end users who take care of cancer patients. So very specifically, when a physician or clinician diagnoses cancer, they must send that information about that cancer and some specifics around it to a cancer disease registry. We have successfully, the Kentucky Regional Extension Center, had some of our end users take that data, put it in their electronic medical record. Makes sense. Well, what that data has then has flowed from their electronic medical record to the Kentucky Health Information Exchange and then on to the Centers for Disease Control. Imagine the steps that has taken out and the potential for error. It has entered once, and then it is electronically moved from that patient's bedside, from their clinician, through the health information exchange so it can be shared appropriately at that level, and then on to the Centers for Disease Control. I think that's incredible. And then putting together those programs in order to facilitate care from the bedside all the way up when you look at to population health.
That's really exciting. That is. We also have here Rob Edwards. You are the executive director for Kentucky?
You got it.
Well, we want to know also, along with what you've been doing, what you're going to do. What's up with high-tech money going away?
Well, again, thank you for having us. I appreciate
You're welcome.
It. This has been a great journey that Dr. Steltenkamp and I have been on. It's great having a physician leader as a champion for an REC because it makes it so much easier to go to a physician's office and talk about changing their behavior and their workflows and some of the pain that they're going to go through. Carol really appreciates. When we look to our future, I think we're going to have a couple of strategies. The first is we've got to find a way to continue to focus on the small physician practice. However, the small physician practices are not going to sustain us monetarily. So to subsidize that effort, we've got to start looking, and we are, to larger healthcare systems who need our sustained help with meaningful uses, stage 2 and hopefully stage 3. We're going to continue to look to the state Medicaid program to help them on quality improvement efforts. And then, of course, we have managed care now in Medicaid in the state of Kentucky, and we will work with them on quality initiatives, readmission initiatives, patient-centered medical home initiatives. But I think one of the things that really highlights our sustainability efforts is the fact that we're already generating 25% of our money from consulting projects outside of our grants. So we're working with three large healthcare systems, Norton Healthcare in Louisville, the University of Kentucky Medical Center, and ARH, all multiple hospital systems, helping them with their meaningful use efforts. And they're paying us like they would a consultant. It's really, however, it's been working with the small physician practices that's gotten us the experience we need to be able to go to a large healthcare system and show them our value.
So, Kentucky, we're assured that you're going to be around.
We will be around.
Yes, we will.
Okay,
great. We're housed at the University of Kentucky, and they support efforts like this. They've supported Ag Extension for 100 years.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're a natural extension of programs like that at the university, and they're very supportive of our work.
Well, Kentucky's lucky to have you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for stopping by. This has been a HIMSS Highlight.